Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Praise God. Well, we're continuing rebuilding faithfulness. And we're coming through the book of Nehemiah on rebuilding. It's been such an exciting book, and I'm watching it come down towards the end, and I'm remorsing because this has been so powerful. Have you enjoyed the teachings of Nehemiah? There's a few of you, the rest, go back online and listen because the word has been good. Have you enjoyed the teachings of Nehemiah? Yeah. Praise God. And we have an online congregation that watches the services, and they are excited about the teaching. Praise God. Today's message is commissioned to occupy. Commissioned to occupy every space in society. This is another God timing. I've said this to you over and over and over again. When I go away and sit before the Lord and ask for direction and you pray for me, God answers. And as we have been journeying, we've watched times and seasons where the word comes in very succinctly at the right time. This message today is another in its right timing. And you've got to remember, I don't know what's coming ahead, but God knows, and He allows me to just cut the passages here and there and stop here and stop there. And we pause for Easter, and right after Easter comes this message, and it's commissioned to occupy every space in society. That's the title I've given it to the text from Nehemiah 11. But here's the thing. We in Canada have just come through an election. And it's been a pivotal election, a very heart-wrenching election for everyone on both sides, because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know how the parties are going to turn out. We don't know what is good and what's bad anymore, because we just see such a mixture of ungodliness in many factors. And then we see this is what we want to reach out for godliness, but is it godliness when everything is skewed? And so it's just a crazy time. But here's the good news, friends. It's a crazy time for the world, but it's a revival time for the church. We have spent much of our lives waiting for someone to fix the problems of a nation. And the only person who can fix the problems of a nation is the creator of the nation. So this is the time for the church. I want you to know, whether you're happy that the liberals won or you're sad that the liberals won, has no consequences. What matters is that you get excited about what God is going to do as the people of God take authority in this time. So Nehemiah chapter 11, allow me to go through this message today. Nehemiah 11, and I'll be reading from verse 1 to 36, but I'll be skipping a lot of the names because it is power-packed with names. Nehemiah 11, 1 to 36. The leaders of the people were living in Jerusalem, the holy city. A tenth of the people from the other towns of Judah and Benjamin were chosen by sacred lots to live there, while the rest stayed where they were. And the people commended everyone who volunteered to resettle in Jerusalem. Here's a list of the names of the provincial officials who came to live in Jerusalem. Most of the people, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants continued to live in their own homes in the various towns of Judah. But some of the people from Judah and Benjamin resettled in Jerusalem. I'm going to skip through now. From the tribe of Judah, I won't do all those names. It's filled with names. From the tribe of Benjamin, and it's filled with all the names. from the priests, and it's filled with all the names. From the Levites, and it's filled with all the names. From the gatekeepers, and it's filled with all the names. Then verse 25. Verse 25. As for the surrounding villages with their open fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kereth Arba with its settlements, Dibon with its settlements, Jekabziel with its villages. They lived in Jeshua, Molada, Beth Pilet, Hazar Shual, Beersheba with its settlements, Ziglag, Mekona with its settlements. They also lived in En Rimon, Zora, Jarmuth, Zanoa, and Abdullam with their surrounding villages. They lived in Lachish with its nearby fields, in Azekah with its surrounding villages. So the people of Judah were living all the way from Beersheba in the south to the valley of Hemon. Verse 31, some of the people of Benjamin lived in Geba, Michmash, Aja, and with Bethel with its settlement. They lived in Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gethiam, Hadid, Zeboim, Nebalat, Lod, Ono, and the Valley of the Craftsmen. Some of the Levites who lived in Jerusalem were sent to live with the tribe of Benjamin. God bless your word and communicate it divinely into the hearts of your people, because every word matters. I dropped many of the names in the other passages for the sake of time, but everything recorded in this passage has meaning, and every person that was, every tribe that was identified, every group that was identified had a purpose for being the passage, commissioned to occupy every space in society. Somewhere in the new challenge today of this increased ungodliness in our society, the church has somehow become silent, and many people seem to be awaiting some great person to solve the spiritual decline of a nation. I want you to know the Bible is already complete. And it is complete from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation. And the only person coming in time will be the Antichrist. Not the Christ, the Antichrist. And after the Antichrist will be the Christ, the Son of the living God. So while we are here, the Bible reminds us to occupy until he comes. So there's no human that's going to solve the problems for us. The problems will be solved by a mighty move of God, a revival in the season, because he promises the latter rain when things are in chaos. A sinful nation cannot find godliness from sinful people. Let me repeat that. A sinful nation cannot find godliness from sinful people. And we've watched many Christians fall apart watching someone who lives in sin and say that they're carrying the things of God. Those don't come together. You carry the things of God from your heart, because your heart has a moral compass and has a godlike compass that recognizes God is the king of the land, nobody else. So when God's word is not present and ruling and guiding the people, the nations go in chaos. Canada will go in chaos, not because of the government, but because of the church. I said Canada will go in chaos, not just because of the government, but because of the church. Because when you've got a praying church, when the churches across Canada awaken and arise and begin to call on heaven, the same God that has kept this land glorious and free will keep us in perfect peace. So the great feat begins with the church. And if believers are afraid to live godly lives, then there is no hope for society. When we declare, "I have decided," as we did last week and as we sang it in that song at that message, it meant I'm determined to follow Jesus no matter what. No turning back, regardless of who's in power, regardless of who's in charge. I know that at the end of time, my Redeemer lives, and I'm going to stand no matter what comes. Are you ready to stand in spiritual strength? Because that's what the church will have to do. So allow me to appeal to this church and to those listening online. God is not dead. God is not blind. God is not dumb or deaf. He's hearing. He's seeing. He cares. And he is preparing what his word says. A great outpouring upon the lands who will call upon the name of the Lord. So that means we have to recognize we have power to pray. And we have power in prayer. We have power to bring changes. We have power to declare our spiritual newness and witness over the nation, which will come as out of obedience from the children of God. If you believe in God, there's got to be an obedience that comes out of your life. This is not a time to just be vacillating. Oh, well, I just go to church, but you know, I'm not. No, this is a time to know who you are in Christ and God, because without that, the devil will have you messed up. And I don't care how weak you feel, get strong. I don't care how feeble you feel, get mighty. Because the God we serve, he says he is mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So when we, the church, get serious about our mission and our mandate, God's word, God's name, God's power becomes prevalent in the society in which we live. And then the devil begins to fear the church again. The devil stopped fearing the church because the church stopped fearing God. Can I say that again? The devil stopped fearing the church because the church stopped fearing God. We need to get a holy fear of God back in our lives. When we have that holy fear, you're able to continue in perfect peace. Trouble will come on every side, but you remind him, push back. The blood is against you. My God is with me. I don't care who you are, get that in your spirit today. That's where we're going from now. I am not looking for any government to take us out of this. I'm looking for the government of heaven to turn it around. And we're going to be called to occupy our society until Jesus comes. In a few weeks, I'm going to look for a few people who are of a good political mindset. And I'm going to amass a team of us that will go with one mind and one purpose. And we're going to go to every leader, every MPP within all of these regions of Ontario, whether they be conservative in power or liberal in power. And we're going to declare what we're looking for the church. And all we're going to do when we go, and the church is going to be praying. When we go, and I'm not going with anybody flighty. I'm going with somebody of substance. When we go, you're going to go in and let them know this is what we're looking for. And then when we walk out of that office, we're going to leave a prayer in that place that changes everything. For too long, we've been hiding, we've been wallowing, we've been carrying on, we've been blaming, and we're not stepping up and saying, we have power in the name of Jesus. Do you know who your God is? Do you know who your God is? Well, I'm going to tell you, Durham is for God, and Durham shall be saved. And we are going to stand up. Stop telling me what they do for others. I just heard that, I think some of you know, the mayor of Toronto, there was no money for LGBTQ, so she gave it up. But then our children have no money. Our churches can't be allowed to get money. Nobody can get money. But if they want something, they get it. Why? Because they speak up. Get ready to stand up and speak up in Jesus' name. The more we shut up and fight each other, and that's why the churches need to stop fighting each other and stand up together in Jesus' name. We're called to occupy our society until Jesus comes. This Nehemiah 11 passage is very intriguing. It's packed with faith and power. A feeble bunch of Jews who were once beaten and discouraged in a broken down, burnt up Jerusalem have now rebuilt their city in 52 days. They've restored godly worship. They've restored the reading of the word and prayer, and they're ready to take back their society. What was missing? The reading of the word. Worship and prayer. What's missing in the church? People not reading the word. They don't come up to worship and prayer. And so when those are lacking, the enemy takes the territory. It's time to take back spiritual territories. It's time to take back spiritual territories. While we were sleeping in the past two decades, ungodliness took over and the church became a fearful and silent. Our voices are not heard and our voices are not respected. But I remember this in Joshua 1:3. The Lord says, wherever you set your foot, the land I have given you shall be yours. Do you realize that God gave us Canada? It's time for every one of you, as you walk downtown, you say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Mayor, this town is not just yours, it belongs to God. As you're walking through Durham, wherever you set your foot, the land is yours. I can't walk the entire Durham communities, but you are planted there for a reason. Get out of your car, walk about, and declare, devil, not yours anymore. We're taking back our territories. If everyone does it, every place is covered. That's why those names were so important. Nehemiah was showing you every one of them had to take a space. I wish I could have read all of it. Every single person had to take up space. It's a restored faith mindset that brings spiritual power. What is it? A restored faith mindset. It's a restored faith mindset that brings spiritual power. Nehemiah took the people out of Israel, took the people from a distressed, discouraged, despondent mindset, and he reminded them who they are. Remember, Sanballat and Tobias came at them, and he said, don't worry about them, focus on the things of God. Don't worry about what everybody else is saying, focus on the things of God. They listened, they obeyed, and they saw restoration. So much so that the enemies were now afraid of them. Are you ready for the enemies to be afraid of us? Then we got to do it together. And I want you to listen. You know the slap that I believe in. It's a spirit of slap I wish God would give us. You got to tell your neighbors, in the name of Jesus, hold your line and don't drop it on us. We're going to have to do this together. Oh, but I'm not like all of the other Christians. So who are you? Are you dead? If you're not dead, then rise up and do something in Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor, ask them, are you dead? Nehemiah 11, the leaders of the people were living in Jerusalem, the holy city. A tenth of the people from the other towns of Judah and Benjamin were chosen by sacred lots to live there too, while the rest stayed where they were. And the people commended everyone who volunteered to resettle in Jerusalem. You will be commended by God when you take a step of faith in this time that we're living. When you see your city as your spiritual battleground, and when you take up a position so that your spiritual life will influence your society. Let faith arise to do what God is going to do in every place he planted you. God, let faith arise. Every person is put in a space for a reason. Deuteronomy 31, verse 11 to 14 reminds us this. Then Moses gave them this command, you must read this book of instruction to all the people of Israel when they assemble before the Lord your God at the place he chooses. Call them all together, men, women, children, the foreigners living in your towns, so they may hear this book of instruction and learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully obey all the terms of these commandments. Do this so that your children who have not known these instructions will hear them and will learn to fear the Lord your God. Do this as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. Wherever God planted us, he planted us to occupy. Wherever you're living, you're planted to occupy. Wherever you're working, you're planted to occupy. And he says, if you don't occupy, your children and their children's children will never learn what God has called them to do and to be. So get ready to occupy wherever God has put you. And when Nehemiah got Israel to do this, they saw a revival and a renewal of their nation. Why do we think it's so difficult? We think it's difficult because we fear the people of society rather than let the people of society fear the God in us. So let's look at the list of cities that Israel began to take back in their territory. And the Bible said that not only did they do that, but they called in others. They said to Judah and Benjamin, listen, we need a tenth of your people because we're few. Folks, we are few. We just joined with CFOC in the arena, and look what God has done. It's time for us to stop comparing and competing churches and instead combine our energy and our effort and take down the strongholds over our nation. The territories that they occupied, the list was so long that I read, you heard many of those names. I've picked a few and I'll see how many I get through. If I don't get through some of these, I'll pick up a few the next time I'm preaching. Next week is Mother's Day. We've got a powerful day planned. But let me just pick on a few. Kiriath Arba, which is called Hebron. Jeshua, Beersheba, Ziklag, Lachish, Geba, Bethel. Let me just run through a couple of these. Here's what happened. See, these were territories God had given Israel to begin with. Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, in Genesis 23, 1 to 4, this is where Abraham bought Hebron. Abraham, this is where his wife died. And if you read it, it was 127 years old when his wife died at Kiriath Arba, now called Hebron in the land of Cana. And Abraham mourned and wept, and he left her body and he went to the Hittites and he said, sell me this land to bury my wife. And they said, no, you could take it for free. He says, I won't take it for free. Sell it to me. Because guess what? We've been waiting for free handouts. It's time for us to remember God is the provider. So he got the money, he paid them, he buried Sarah. What happened to Hebron? It belonged now to Abraham. So over time, the enemy took it. But this time, when Nehemiah was reinstating the power of God, they went back to Hebron and they said, all of you move out. We own this land. He didn't access it for free. If you want power in God, it's going to cost you something. Got to read the word. You got to pray. You got to stand up. You got to have confidence in the name of the Lord. And then later on, Hebron, Joshua chapter 15, verse 13. This, remember, Israel had gotten into trouble and they ended up in Egypt in exile. But when they came back through, now this is the same Hebron. Joshua 15, the Lord commanded Joshua, assign one of Judah's territory to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So Caleb gave the town Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, and they took out the Anak ancestors. What happened here? The Anaks, the giants, had taken over Hebron, but Joshua, a mighty man of God, says, listen, give me a Caleb with some faith. Caleb said, giant, get out of this land. God gave it to us. God's going to keep us. Do you know who's going to keep Canada? The same God that gave Caleb back Hebron. Oh, glory to God. They took over Yeshua. At Joshua 1:9, the Lord's charge given to Joshua was this: occupy the lands and the nations God has given you. When they crossed over, the Lord told them, the time has come for you to lead the people. Cross the Jordan. Wherever you set your foot, the land is yours. And so he tells them, I'll be with you as much as I was with Moses. I will not fail or abandon you. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey the instructions of the Lord, and you will be successful. Meditate on the word of God. Obey what is in it, and you will prosper and succeed. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid of the enemy, because wherever you go, the Lord is with you. Don't be afraid wherever you are. Your neighbors are all this, and your neighbors are all that. Can I tell you what? You keep walking your street and ask God, God, I moved on this street, and they're not going to take over. The spirited power of God must rest on this street. You gave me this land, and this is where I'll be established. We're starting to learn how to run every time trouble stirs up rather than take authority. Occupy. It means don't protest. It means by faith, walk it out, believe it out, and stand in it. Amen. Beersheba. They took over Beersheba. All these lands were taken away from them. Genesis 21 to 22, Abraham made a covenant with King Abimelech. They had suffered greatly in Egypt, and then they went outside of Egypt, and they were digging wells, and every time they dug the well, the enemy came and took it. Do you know how many wells the church has dug and the enemy's taken it? Do you know why we struggle with worship leaders? Because when God dug some wells and gave us worship leaders, the enemy came and took them and put them out there in all kinds of debauchery and nakedness, telling them they'll be wealthy. And you watch them all become nothing as the church diminishes. But God is raising up a new generation. Did you see our worship team today? All young ones, because we're digging some new wells. We've dug some new wells. All of you young ones, come up here. You come up, my drummer and my pianist. And where's Cameron? Look what God gave us. Look what God, come on, come over here. Hey. That's when we had nothing and couldn't find anyone, we began to dig a new well. And when we dug a new well, God gave us a whole new crop. You're going to have to get ready when we're taking back Beersheba. Every gifted one that left the church, we're calling them back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, guys. We're calling them back in. We've been watching the enemy take them out. Do you know how many we've lost? Every time they get good, the devil takes them. I want you to be a church. I said, devil, you touch one more, and we're coming after you. The blood is against you. And we're calling back. How many of you parents have gifted young kids, and they're out there trying to make something in the world that turns them into nothing? Give us back our inheritance. Oh. So Beersheba, that's where Abraham said, we've dug a well and God has blessed us, and we're going to take it back. So Nehemiah said, go back to Beersheba, because it belongs to Abraham, not to the devil. Folks, are you going to start praying them in? I want to see an army of young people rise up now, because we're praying them back in. Oh, I got to hasten. Ziklag. Oh, Ziklag is a powerful one. They took back Ziklag. Do you know what Ziklag was? This is where David went out to battle. And David went to destroy the Amalekites. But the situation turned against him. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 30, 3 days later, when David and his men arrived home at their town of Ziklag, they found the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag, had crushed Ziklag, burnt it to the ground, carried off the women and children and everyone else. And when David and his men saw the ruins and realized it had happened to their family, they wept until they could weep no more. But when you read the rest of the passage, guess what happened? David said, God, should I go? He says, go get your people. And David got up and he went down and he wiped out the Amalekites and plundered them, took everything they had and brought it back to Ziklag. So when Nehemiah was relocating the people, he said, don't you know David fought for Ziklag and the enemy's taking it back. Get back into Ziklag and get yourself ready. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I wish I could preach it today. I just got to skip through. I think I'll stop at this last one. Lachish, 2 Kings 18. I can't. Lachish is too powerful. I have to pick that one up later. Lachish is where Hezekiah said, let me tell you what my God's going to do. Let's hold on to that one, eh? Show up for another service. Glory to God. Folks, God gave us Canada from coast to coast. And we, the church, and the churches across the nation have allowed the enemy to take up the strongholds and to put us into little corners, all causing the church to tremble. I want you to know today We're not going to be afraid of the threatenings of the enemy, because when they insult us, they insult the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to pray harder. We're going to pray stronger. We're going to ask the Lord to help us so we're not afraid of their threatenings. We're going to, one of the places they took was Geba. Geba is in 1 Samuel 14, 2 to 6. This was, they took everything. They had Israel hiding in rocks and caves and in crevices like the church has been hiding from the world. And the Bible tells us Saul and his men were camped at Gibeah. And they were there afraid. They didn't know what to do. But Jonathan, the son of Saul, said, listen, God is going to deliver us, whether by many or by few. And the Bible says that Jonathan got down on his knees and he began to climb up the mountain. We're in a time when there's a mountain before us. We're not going to win that mountain or take that mountain down by looking at government. We're going to take that mountain down in the power of prayer. Jonathan began to crawl up the mountain. And as he crawled up the mountain, there were mighty men at the top of it. But Jonathan and one armor bearer took them out because God was with them. It's time to get ready to take out the enemy that took out our churches. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray for our churches. We're going to pray for the churches in our nation that they arise in power. This is the church's hour. The whole nation is looking at a government to fix it. And I say only the government of heaven will fix it. We're going to pray for the churches, Catholic Church, Presbyterian Church, Baptist Church, Independent Church, Church of God of Prophecy, Alliance Church. We're going to pray for every church, because as every church arises, the spirit of the land will change. Doug, this is what Nehemiah said. Go and get the others. Get the tribe of Benjamin. Get the tribe of Judah. Tell them, we are few, but we need to be many. Send us some help. It's time for us to realize we are not independent. We are dependent on the Lord God Almighty. There's too many little churches striving when all we need to do is work together in the power of the Spirit of the Lord. You can't take Nehemiah. They rebuilt it all on their own. Remember, they did not let anyone come in. But after they rebuilt it, they wanted to take territory. And they said, now, let's take the territories. When your co-workers, we're not competing. We're not competing. We're collaborating. Is your church believing for us to take Canada? Are you guys, you know why revival dies up and dries up when it comes? Because churches get proud and arrogant. Look what we have. Look who we are. Do you know what's going on with all of these young people running to young churches? They don't want to be amongst the older people to learn something. I pray a blessing on them. But I'm going to pray now, since you're young and you're doing all that, take territory where you are and let us take territory where we are. That's what Nehemiah did. Folks, there's two powerful stories that I'm going to leave out. And I'll pick it up again. But here's the thing. Nehemiah said, this is the key to the passage. Nehemiah said, I need every person, and he named them. Wherever you're situated, you're going to take the territory. And if you're few, you're going to find others in that area. So he reached out and he says, give me some of your people. Do you know who they? He said, give me young, give me old. Because folks, do you realize when he called in the different tribes, when he called in the different groups, when he called in the different families, it wasn't just one person. It was young and old. When they relocated grandma, grandpa, because they moved in family lots. They grandma, grandpa, mom, pop, children, babies, teenagers, everybody. The teenagers, listen to me now. You didn't get the option to go, Nehemiah, I don't want to go. This is not where I want to live. All my friends are here. Nehemiah's like, make new friends. Because you're going. Parents. Oh, but little Johnny, little Susie, they don't like it. God is putting them all in places to take territory. And if he puts you there, it's because he knows there's an open door there for you. So everybody's going to take territory. Are you with me? Wherever you are. Oh, but I'm not a vocal person. Then pray. Be a silent person. You know, I like quiet people. Quiet people are deadly because they're thinking. You're deadlier than the me's. You know, I'm the type, as you're talking to me, I'm already thinking ahead of you. Anybody like me? I'm already 3 steps ahead of you, and I'm giving you the answer before you finish your sentence. It drives people crazy. How many know? How many are like me? Put your hands way up there. No, put it up. Yeah. There's a whole bunch. Those of you that have a problem, look around. There's a whole bunch of us. Put those hands up again. Way, way high. Online too. Yes, because we process fast, and you're going, and I'm like, okay, I got the answer. And it drives you crazy, but my mind is a machine. But I could drive people crazy. But you're more thoughtful. You're thinking of the question. That's why you don't get in trouble as much as I do. Seriously, we're coming into a close here. I'm thankful we're not crossing the border much anymore. When we used to go across the shop, my family won't let me drive because the customs guy will say, how much did you bring in? And I'll start. I'm already, because I've been thinking before I got there. And so I bought a shovel, and they're like, he didn't ask you that. He just said, how much? Shut up. But I'm spitting out all the air because I processed it. And I'm little. And then you've got the thoughtful ones who are like, all he asks is how much. And they give a number. See, we're all used differently. So don't tell me I'm so quiet and I'm so reserved. Your thoughtfulness will impact somebody because you've already watched and observed them. Some of you, you don't speak a word, but you've seen everything. Some of you, like some of us, I say me, this is my personality. People ask me, do you see what's going on out there? I see every one of you. Do you know, I've got this scanner and I just pick up, I see when you pinch each other. I see when you give each other the look. I see, I have a capacity to multitask. And there are others like, I only saw this. I'm like, really? But they can tell you exactly everything they were wearing right down to their, you know, false eyelash. So we're used differently, but we're asked by God to occupy till he comes. Canada is going to be saved. Canada is going to be changed. Canada will be protected and be in peace as we take up territory. And that's what I'm asking of you in this first part of this message. Let's get ready. Let's get ready, folks. Here's the deal. Nehemiah said, every one of you are going to get involved here. You're going to occupy the land. It began with them fixing, renovating, restoring their city so that the people would see the value of who they were and not see them as a broken down people. It continued with the word, so the word would be in them. He made them stand as they read the word, as Ezra read the word, and they memorized the word. It continued with prayer, so that remember, it's not of ourselves, but it's of the power of God. And he continued with worship, because when you expect things to change, if you want the battle to be won, you got to worship the Lord from all of your heart. If we want to expect changes, what God is going to do, if we want a spiritual authority to come within our lives to increase our faith, our passion, our humility, our servanthood, and to eradicate our unselfishness and to teach us how to sacrifice our time as unto the Lord so that our lives are ordered by God, it begins with us praying, God, use me where you put me. God, help me to be a blessing where you put me. So here's my cry this morning. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, we pray. We pray for our cities today. We pray for the cities that we live in. We pray for the communities you've planted us. We pray for the streets you've put us on. We pray for the people that are around us. We pray, oh God, fear would be diminished and faith would arise. We pray, oh God, the power of the Holy Spirit would rest in us. We pray, Almighty God, that a next generation will arise and join us as we take territory. We pray, oh God, in faith, that churches will awaken and the people would say to themselves, we're going to claim this nation for God. We pray for our nation as we pray for the other nations. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for South America. We pray for the Caribbean islands. Oh God, we pray for Europe. We pray for Asia. We pray for India. We pray for Australia and Oceania. We pray, oh God, cause the people of God to awaken. And remember, we're not dead and you're not dead. We're alive. And we're going to take back territory. Help us, Lord.
If you enjoyed today's episode and feel called to support and give to PPC, you can head over to our website at ppclife.ca, where you can give, get involved, and find out more information about our church. We can't wait to hear from you. God bless.